We're reading from the Radharasura Nidhi, I think, 18th verse. This particular verse is describing the seven oceans of Radharani. As there's seven oceans in this universe, ocean of liquor, an ocean of milk, sweet rice, salt water as we have it, sugar cane juice. There's seven oceans within Radharani's form. Her qualities represent seven oceans. Vaidagya Sindur, Anuraga Rasaika Sindur, Vatsalya Sindur, Sandra Kripaika Sindhu, Lavanya Sindur, Rupa Sindhu, and Kali Sindhu. So this is the ocean of clever expertise. Single-minded, extraordinary love, one ocean. Ocean of motherly affection is Radharani. Because in Madhurya, conjugal love, all the other loving sentiments and expressions are also contained there. The primary expression of motherly love expresses itself in two forms. One is concern for nourishment, feeding my child. And the other is protecting my child. And protecting my child includes chastising my child. I have to protect him from growing up wrong. He misbehaves and I give him a slap. The chastisement, protection, and nourishment. These are the characteristics of Vatsalya, motherly love. So now the gopis are in Madhurya, but all the four rasas are contained in Madhurya. This is like just like they say in earth. In earth, all the five experiences there. Earth has taste, has fragrance, form, sound, etc. So similarly, this Madhurya has all the five. So Radharani is also interested in nourishing Krishna, feeding him. She cooks every morning and every afternoon she cooks for Krishna. And the evening she also cooks. So three times a day Radharani cooks for Krishna and sends him food or brings it with her in the evening. Sakis carry some sweets that she makes in the afternoon. In the morning she's cooking, and in the afternoon she's cooking, in the early afternoon, and in the evening she takes out something with her. So she's involved with nourishment. And sometimes Radharani chastises Krishna like anything. In some heavy language, you dirt, you lumpat, you kapat, you lumpat, you lumpat, you kapat, you dirt, kalankana, you cheater, you liar, you playboy, you're unfaithful. That's chastisement. And then that's chastisement and then protection. Sometimes Krishna is attacked by a terrible enemy, a tremendous enemy, and Krishna is about to die. And he sends a messenger like Subal or some parrot and he says, quickly tell Radharani, I'm being attacked on all sides by a terrible enemy, 1,000 times worse than Kaliya, 10,000 times worse than Agasura. And I don't know, I don't think I can hold out for another minute. Radharani must come to my aid. This enemy is so, all sides I'm being attacked. Who is that enemy? Kandarpa, Kamadev. Kamadev means the god of love, the god of lust. So Krishna is saying, Kandarparaj, with all his soldiers is attacking you with his arrows, five arrows of Rupam, Gandha, Sparsha, taste, sound, touch. He's attacking all of my senses. Oh, Radhe, Radhe, save me, Gaur Bachal, save me. So then Radharani says, yes, I will go to the rescue. So Radharani gets all her armor. She has a bow. She has two bows. What are two bows? Her eyebrows are two bows. You know, this eyebrow. Two bows. What are her arrows? Her eye, her glances. She has swords. What are her swords? She has 10 swords. 10 fingernails, 10 toenails, 10 swords. More than Durga. Durga only has 1 sword. Durga has 1 sword. Maybe Radharani has 10 swords and 10 daggers. And so many other weapons. And she comes, Krishna, I'm coming to the rescue. Don't worry. Don't give up your life. So Radharani comes to Krishna's rescue and saves him. When he's in a perilous moment of destruction, defeat. So therefore Radharani protects Krishna, yes? Mother Yashoda protects Krishna. She chants mantras and she chants the Sringa mantras on different parts of his body and sends him out with cowherding. Sometimes puts ties something around his elbow. What do you call that? Tabij. Amulet. You know, some little thing, canister type thing with some, what do you call it? Mantra, you know, the Sringa mantra. What do you call it? Kavacha. Krishna takes shelter of Nrisimhadev, but we take shelter of Krishna. 1966, 67, 68, so many years there wasn't any Nrisimha prayers. It was just Hare Krishna prayer. You're in danger, Hare Krishna. You're in trouble, Hare Krishna. Now like, oh, Nrisimhadev. Then they threatened the movement and they threatened Prabhupada. So the devotee said, Prabhupada, what can we do? The demons are calling up the New York temple. We're going to blow up the temple, this, that, the other thing. To do this and that with the leader. Oh, you can chant the prayer that Lord Chaitanya chanted in the Sringa temple. Acha, what's that prayer? Oh, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will write it down on a piece of paper. Namaste Narasringhaya Pralad Aladadayane Hiranyakashipur Bhakshaha Shilatanka Nakala. Like this. And Prabhupada wrote it down. So he chanted. Why? To protect ISKCON, the temple, and Prabhupada. Not themselves. Chant Hare Krishna. But anyway, things go this way, that way. Harinam, Eva, Kevalam. It's only Keval, nothing else, one thing. So this is the verse in 18, and we are reading about, we want to read each of these oceans and see what we can appreciate about Radharani's Mahima, Guna Mahima. We heard yesterday about this last phrase in the verse, Radhika Spuratu Me Vridi, that, oh Radharani, this is a prayer in Sadhaka Vesh, as a sadhaka, as a practitioner of sadhana, like we are. And Prabhupada Saraswati is taking the role of a teacher. He's Tungavidya Sakhi in Nitya Lila, but in this verse he's teaching us and saying, oh, I am not seeing this Lila. I am not seeing this wonderful pastime of your qualities, but I'm appreciating it. I'm not seeing you and interacting with Shyam, but I'm appreciating your qualities. There are so many oceanic qualities. So we heard yesterday that it seems like Radharani sometimes plays hide and seek with her devotees. She seems like she's right there, like you can touch her. She's in front of you at certain times in Japa or Brikama or wherever, however. And then lose that contact, lose that experience, vision, dream, whatever it may be according to the level of our advancement. Any type of positive contact with transcendence is encouraging. And, of course, if it's imaginative, even if you imagine, I imagined I contacted transcendence, that's also good. Because we don't have to imagine our contact with Maya. We don't have to imagine our contact with Maya. It's very tangible. It's very real. I think everyone will agree. And that's bad. That contact is bad. So if I dug this Sindur, which means Radharani is an ocean of clever expertise, which Radha displays in her expressions of the 64 different arts. And what did we say yesterday about the 64 arts? Dancing, singing, dyeing cloth, and doing different tricks. And if someone hides something behind their back, you can tell what they have. These are arts. What are these 64 arts? All the gopis are expert in these. But Radharani she's the most expert by Dagya. And what are these 64 arts, what we said? There are actually 64 different expressions of Radharani. There's 64 different expressions of love. Right? 64 different expressions of Radharani's desire to love Krishna in 64 ways. So she may take, we'll read those arts. They're in this Gayatri book. They're listed there. And they're in one purport. If you want to find them also, you probably maybe have this book more. They're in this, our book here, Gayatri Mahima Madhuri. But they're also in a book called Brahma Samhita. In one purport by Sri Jiva Goswami. Sri Jiva Goswami writes a purport to a verse in Brahma Samhita that talks about the consorts are expert in all the arts. There's a verse there. So then in the purport he describes, what are those arts? The arts are mentioned, kala. The word there in the Sanskrit Brahma Samhita is kala, which means arts. So we heard yesterday about Kala Nidhi and Kalavati. The Krishna is in Emporium, he's Kala Nidhi, he's the storehouse of so many artistic talents. But Radharani is Kalavati, she's expert. She understands and knows how to express them both best. Now we heard yesterday how Radharani is Rasa Panditya. She's a pundit scholar in the science of loving mellows, a Rasa Pandit. And Ujjula Neelamani by Rupa Goswami, he quotes a conversation between Kundalata Sakhi and Gargi. Who is Gargi? Garga Rishi, Garga Muni's daughter. Who is Garga Muni? He's the priest of Vasudeva and Devaki. So they sent him from Mathura. Please go to Vrindavan and perform the Namkarana Yajna, the name-giving ceremony of my son, Devaki Nandan, Krishna. He was born there in Mathura and they came. So then Garga Muni, Garga Rishi, he came. And in front of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and so many coward boys in the hidden secret place, he described the identity of this boy known as Krishna or Yashoda Nandan. And he said, oh, in previous ages he was green in color. In previous ages he was blackish and he was whitish. And one age, and he was also yellow. The verse is there in 10th Kanta, which indicates that this boy, Krishna, was previously in another couple. He was Gauranga. He'll become Gauranga again. He'll become Ram again in kalpa after kalpa in different universes. So that was spoken by Garga Muni. He's a Brahmin. His daughter is Gargi. There's two Brahmins, two female Brahmins in Krishna Lila. Who are they? Gargi? Nandi Mukhi. Who's Nandi Mukhi's brother? Madhu Mangal. Who's Nandi Mukhi's father? Sandipani Muni. Purnamasi may be Brahman, but I don't know particularly mention that. She's Yogamaya, and she's acting like Guru, but I don't know specifically. She may be. I can't say yes or no. So this is Nandi Mukhi. This is Gargi. She's a Brahmin. Gargi's a Brahmin. And Nandi Mukhi. Madhu Mangal's very funny, yes? So he's a funny boy. So what about Nandi Mukhi? She's a very funny girl. And, what does that name mean? What does Nandi Mukhi mean? the names have meaning. Madhu Mangal. Mangal means auspicious. Madhu means honey. Sweet honey. Auspicious honey. So because he makes everybody laugh, and laughter is very sweet. Isn't it? Crying, lamentation is bitterness. But laugh, ha ha ha, you feel very sweet, it's happy. It's a sweet feeling, laughter. Hasiras. So he is a king of Hasiras. Batu, Kusama Asava. Kusam is a flower, Kusam. And Asava means wine. You go in the Ayurvedic shop, they have a Rishta, Saraswat Rishta, Kumari Rishta, Kumari Asafa, Dasamul Rishta. You must have heard of these called tonics. Arishta and Asava means fermented, means wine. No wine? Haribo is wine. So they take some grapes and make Draksh Asava. They ferment it with water and it becomes alcohol. And then the grapes are there and some herbs and give some good medicinal effect for different diseases. So the name of Madhu Mangal is called Kusam Asafa. Kusam is a flower, and they, as you may know, they make, it's called Madhupan. Madhupan, or Kadambari. Kadambari is wine made of Kadamba flowers. Kadamba flowers. So there's flower wine. You've heard of grape wine. Wine from grapes. But they also make wine from flowers, from fruits, like grapes or pears or any kind of thing. fermented. So the kusam asav, you take some kusam, very fragrant flowers, and mix them with water, and then they ferment and they become alcohol. So he makes everybody drunk. Mata Mangal is that person who makes everyone intoxicated and drunk. So he's called kusam asava. Kusam, you understand, kusam, flower, fragrance, asava. Like kusam sarovara? Kusam sarovara is here. Kusam means fragrant, but also means flowers. So he gets all the, at breakfast time in Nandagram, he intoxicates all the coward boys. They're just laughing. They're totally, eyes are watering, just like intoxication. They can't, and he's telling so many jokes. He's eating yogurt, and yogurt is dripping down his face like this. Yogurt's dripping down his face and falling on his stomach. And he's just totally out of it. So this is Madam. So Nani Mukhi is like that also, very funny. So this is Gargi. She's a little more sober, but she plays a key role in Krishna's Leela. This is Kundalata Sakhi and Gargi. Kundalata said, "Oh Devi, what more can I say about Srimati Radhika's expertise in all the arts? Radhika teaches all the Sakhis and Mandris by her example how to make beautiful pictures using natural mineral pigments made of colorful minerals." So this is the Rajasthani Pejwani or whatever, the different artists in Rajasthani art style for the last 500 years, 800 years. They're famous for producing colors from natural pigments. Copper sulfate is a chemical which is an earth. It's from the earth. It's blue in color. Copper sulfate is blue, bright blue like this lady's scarf. It's like that kind of blue, like lapis lazuli. So this is earth. And then, of course, sulfur. You've heard of sulfur as yellow. You must be knowing sulfur as yellow powder. It's in the earth. Then there's charcoal and all black and so many yellow, red, this, that. So many colors of earth. So you mix them all up. This you mix red earth with yellow earth, and then you get what?
Orange.
If you mix some like this. So they make all these different colors, and they paint Krishna's face or they paint the Sakhi's face. So she's expert in this art, making natural pigments. So these artists would make, do paintings with these natural colors on the ceilings, frescoes and ceilings of different temples and mandirs, and they last for hundreds and hundreds of years. Amazing, the rich colors, natural colors. So Radharani is expert in this art. Radha's mind is beautifully decorated with expertise in the culinary art and the art of cooking. In the battle of speaking clever, witty words, Ati Sundari Radha bewilders even Krishna and even Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. Kishori is the most learned scholar in the science of stringing flower garlands. That's very interesting. Kishori is the most learned. She's a Pushpa Mala Pandit. Pushpa Mala Pandit. Expert scholar in the science of making a garland of flowers. There's one devotee in Vrindavan, Pujari. And when this devotee is sleeping, he sees the deities and he sees flower garlands and flower ornaments. And different designs come in his dreams. And he wakes up and he draws them on paper. Then he either makes or he engages some people in helping him make, if he's busy, his creations, his dream creations. And he's not an Indian person. He's from another country, foreign person. But somehow he's connected with this art of Pushpa Mala Kala, the art of making flower garlands. If someone has something, has some attribute or some quality, and you please them, they may give that to you. If someone has money, and you serve them and please them, and then you beg them, "Oh, please, I'm poor, I need money." "Okay, I'm pleased, I'm happy. Here's some money." You take money. So this devotee is Pujari. So he wants to please Radha Shyam in newer ways. So he's sincerely praying and serving, obviously. So then the ways are being revealed in the mind. And these are never before seen designs in all of Vrindavan and all the different temples. So we can understand, since Radharani is a scholar pundit, she's a great pundit in the art of making flower garlands, that this art of making flower garlands and all these flower designs is being revealed to him by the pundit, by Radharani. This is the conclusion. It's a very nice art of Radharani. In poetry recitals, Sukumari Radha is more expert than the parrots. In the pastime of gambling and throwing dice, the Chaturi Radha defeats even the unconquerable Ajit Krishna. Radhika is most skillful in the art of divine amorous pastimes. Rati Kala Shalani. Radhika's intelligence shines with all varieties of knowledge. Radhika's intelligence shines or manifests all varieties of knowledge. Vidya vidyoti buddhi spurati. Vidya vidyoti buddhi spurati. With this glorious quality, guna mahima of oceanic cleverness, known as Vaidakti Sindhu, Radha displays the three of her transcendental qualities, her expertise, and all duties. So we know that Radharani has 25 qualities, mentioned nectar devotion, and they have names. So when she's expressing this Vaidagdya Sindhu, this ocean of cleverness, that actually incorporates 1, 2, 3, 4 different qualities. One quality is expertise in all duties, Patava Anvita. So I refer to this list here. So one of Radharani's qualities, one of her 25 qualities is Vidagda, which means cunning, transcendental cunningness. She's very cunning. But the quality of being an ocean, there's many varieties in that ocean. So one is this, number 12. Another one is the 13th quality. She's expert in all duties. She knows how to dress nicely. Patava Anvita, expert in performing her duties. These are three different translations, one from Jiva Dharma, one from Teachings Lord Chaitanya, one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That this quality, Patava Anvita, this is Vaidagdya, this is cleverness, means that Radharani is expert in all her duties, and she's expert at performing her duties, and then she's, as Prabhupada says in Teaching Lord Chaitanya, she knows how to dress nicely. Patava. Another quality is that's three of her transcendental qualities. Then 12 is cunning, and then 13. Excuse me. Two. Those are two. Expert, and then like this. So all the 64 arts are best exhibited by Srimati Radhika in her Shringar Ras Leelas. These are her intimate exchanges of conjugal amorous love, erotic love, with Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. Shringara, as you know, we say Shringar Arti, 7 o'clock in the morning or so, 7:15. The deities are so perfectly and beautifully decorated with the maximum ornamentation, maximum fresh flowers and flower ornaments, and most beautiful. Then during the day, I know in some temples, like in Los Angeles where we joined, they would dress them when they took rest in the afternoon, they would change their dress. In the afternoon, they would have one dress. Morning dress, afternoon, and evening. Because when I was there in 75, LA was the headquarters for deity worship and so many things. So in the afternoon, they were a little less, much less out, all this decoration. Then at night, it was like what you see in Mangalartik. At 8 o'clock, 8:30 darshan at night. Very, hardly any jewelry, one pearl necklace, one garland or whatever. One, but in the morning, the Sringhar Arti, Sringhar Darshan. They're all sweet and special. The Sringhar Ras is that most decorated and adorned expression of divine love that happens with Krishna and the gopis. It doesn't happen with Narayan and Lakshmi. And Madhurya Ras, but not Sringhar. That full decorated expression of ornamentations and embellishments of Bhava Lankar, so many. That's why it's called Sringhar Madhurya Ras. Very important distinction. So we're going to read those 64 qualities. And what I mentioned here in the notes I prepared last year, some future day in our Siddhadeya Mandri Sarup, we will learn all these arts from Srimati Radharani directly, or Lalita, or Vishakha, or our own Guru Manjari. Then we use all these in the loving service of the divine couple, Radha Govinda Yugal. So you might say, oh, I'm not artistic. I'm not an artist. I can't sing. I can't paint. I can't recite poetry. But if that is our sthayi bhav, and even, of course, the Coward Boys know so many arts, maybe also 64 in their own expression. But the verse and the purport Jiva Goswami is mentioning about the loving consorts of Krishna, they know the 64 arts. So I can't say about the Coward Boys. I have not read. So this description is there. I don't know if it'll finish all in 15 minutes because I'm not in any rush to read these things. I'd rather take the time and read them. I didn't get a chance to mark the place. Maybe it's an index here. So this is, you can say at this juncture, be a nice, if you have any mala, you can chat and meditate. That's why I said meditate. Because we can't, this isn't, as a sadhaka, we can't really sit down and meditate, okay, I'm expert in making mineral pigments. We may meditate on different services that are mentioned in Sankalpa Kalpadruma by Vishnu Chakravartipad, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vilap Kusumanjali, or Rupa Goswami and Utkalika Valeri, or other books. But the actual performing those services, I mean, the details. When we meditate, we're offering a garland. But being an expert in making all kinds of different garlands and flowers this way, that way, we may learn something in this plane if we're making garlands. But all the fine arts will be learned over there. In verse 26 of Brahma Samhita, it says that, the quote is, that Brahma was performing, this is the verse, cultural acts for Krishna and Goloka. Cultural acts. Culture means sadhana, abhyas, practice, culture, cultivation. What were these cultural acts? The acharyas explained that Lord Brahma was performing Raghunuga sadhana bhakti. While envisioning himself to be a maidservant, Mandri of the gopis, Lord Brahma was chanting the Gopal mantra and performing cultural acts, quote, which means the 64 arts described in the purport of the Brahma Samhita by Jiva Goswami. The 64 activities in fine arts and crafts are the following. So he is, as to modify what I said, Brahma is practicing Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, and in his meditation, he's meditating on these 64 arts. But the details of actually how to execute them, they must be learned there. And it's not necessary, like the gopis maybe, I think one of them is juggling. So that means we have to go to someone and learn how to juggle. If we don't learn how to juggle as a sadhaka, we won't go back to Godhead. It's not like that. The 64 arts. One, Gita. The art of singing, composing songs, and articulating different melodies, notes, accents, and meters. Vadya. The art of playing on four types of musical instruments, wind, strings, percussion, and metallic cymbals, kartals. Three, the art of dancing, nritya, the art of dancing, and moving the limbs and various symbolic expressions, which is English translation of mudra. Various symbolic expressions. You know mudra? Bharatanatyam dancing, this, that. Natya, that was nritya. That was nritya. Now this is natya. Natya means the art of writing theatrical dramas. Five, alekya. Like lekana. Lekana means drawings. The art of drawing, calligraphy and painting pictures. Now, as we're saying all these things, you have to think that Radharani is expert in, you know, this calligraphy, this kind of fancy handwriting and drawing pictures. It's not only Chitra Sakhi that's a good artist. Radharani is also expert. She taught Chitra. Because when Radharani is in trembling in ecstasy, she wants to see a painting of Krishna, but she can't paint. She's like this. So then Chitra, who learned painting and art from Radharani, Chitra Sakhi, you know, Chiksoli Gram, Mankuti and Chiksoli and Barsana. So she, then, because she's not feeling that same trembling that Radharani's feeling, at least initially, so she quickly, she makes some painting of Krishna, says, look, here's Shyam. Oh, and she, Shyam. And she cools down. This alekya, drawing, calligraphy, painting pictures, it includes all forms of simple village arts up to the highest perfectional stage of masterful painting. This is Radharani. So the Russian artists, they must have learned from Radharani. In some indirect way, they're very good. They're very good artists. Very expert in good detail and nice. Very popular in the world today. That's, and then, but saying that even village arts, there's called Sanji. It's called Shanji. This is a type of village art which is done on the outside entrances to houses during Pitri Paksha. This is a Krishna Paksha, 2 weeks of Ashwin Maina, which is, we're in a Shukla Paksha of Ashwin. This is Ashwin. This Purnima is called Ashwin Purnima. Ashwin Maina, the month of Ashwin, and Ashwin full moon, Ashwin Purnima. And that is the full moon night of the Maharas dance. So on these 2 weeks of the Krishna Paksha, you worship the ancestors called Shrad ceremony, Pind or Shrad. So part of that is outside the house, they make all these drawings with cow dung and flower petals. Have you seen? In the neighborhood, they make little stick figures, and they make Surajmukhi and sunflowers and very simple art. And this is a style. You don't, and it's just done very quickly. And there's a pastime where Radharani was picking flowers and Kusum Sarovar for this path, this Leela Shanji. Then Krishna came as a Mali, disguised as a Mali with a gumsha wrapped around his head, red gumsha and a gumsha. His flute hiding under his gumsha and his belt. Hey, you're picking my flowers? That is a long story there. That took place at Kusum Sarovar. So this simple village art, Radharani's expert at that. This is called Vishesh Akachedya. Vishesh Akachedya. The art of painting the face and body with various dots and designs of colored unguents and cosmetics. We say gopi dots. You heard this term, gopi dots. So this is one specific art. So Radharani's expert at that, and so are Sakhi Manjaris. And Krishna tries his hand also to paint Radharani's body, but when he starts painting, he starts trembling and he drops the brush and makes splats. And all. She says, you don't know how to do this. Hey, Rupa Manjari, come here, do this. He's a newcomer. He doesn't know, understand this. Tandula Kusuma Bali Vikar. Tandula Kusuma Bali Vikar. The art of preparing auspicious offerings for worship with rice and flowers. Tandula Kusum Bali Vikar. Bali means worship, kusum flower. Tandula means some type of rice or grains. It includes making paintings on the floor with liquid paste of rice flour. Outside Radharaman Mandir, there's one mandir that they, it's one temple with a floor there. It's right outside the entrance on the left side or so. And that's owned by the Radharaman Mandir. And this is a village art where they make different paintings, you know, with sand, different sand and all. Huh? And it's called Rangoli. And in South India they do with little white thing here and there. Auspicious designs at the entrance of a house, on the floor, sidewalk, rangoli. So there in that temple is a very elaborate rangoli they do. Sometimes they show Giri Govardhan and Krishna lifting Govardhan and the hill. It's all there on a flat surface. It's not three-dimensional. It's all length and width, flat surface. People come in the door and just take darshan of the painting. It's beautiful, I've seen. And very colorful and all natural things. Traditional art of Braj. Radharani was also herself expert at. So on the floor of the flower mandir, in the floor of the Keli Kunja or Keli Mandir, Radharani will make these designs like that, beautiful designs, all different colors. And the Krishna walks in, oh, so beautiful, so colorful. So this is one of Radharani's kala, her artistic expressions of her unlimited ways of her love. This, to paint this floor like that is not an expression of art, although it's artistic, supremely artistic. It's not an expression of color. It's an expression of the artful color of her love. The artful color of Radha's love. That is what this rangoli on the floor of the Keli Mandir is in Vrindavan, that Radharani draws for the pleasure of Krishna. So tomorrow we can continue with these qualities. And then we're at the seventh one now. There's 64. Shri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Shri Radharasura Nidhi ki jai.